Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Starting lineup's being announced. The normal starters for the Warriors. Usual suspects, Clint Hatch, Derek and Dylan Stearns, Brandon Wilson, and Devin McShane. And it's going to be, Reg and Carl and I were talking about this yesterday, about all league selections, trying to make our predictions. And the problem with our team is we're so balanced, I'm afraid we're not going to get a lot of recognition on even second team.
I know.
We may end up with a bunch of honorable mentions because it's a different guy every night a lot of times in the supporting cast. And so, and that just speaks to who this team is, though.
It's going to be
a star-laden team.
It's going to be up to Scott how he sells it to the other coaches, I think, and that's going to be that's going to be the issue. But I was thinking about the other day, too. You know, who do you put out there?
A lot of other teams only have one or two guys that do it every single night.
Right.
And we got six guys, seven guys, eight guys some night. Nelson, against Willamina, Nelson had 11 points in that game and was great defensively, you know. So a lot of these guys are playing for another team. They're the number two or number three guy on that team. They might be seven or eight on this team. All right. So the starters for the Hawks are Brady Egger and Jake Bielan. Connor Zralka, Cody Wyatt, and Jack Sprower. Eager and Zralka will be the guards in this game. And Sprower will jump it up with Derek Stearns. And Derek's not a bad leaper. Sprower, though, you watch his pogo sticks, he will fly. They buy up about the same on that one. They got about the same plays. That was a good job.
Hawks win the tip.
So Hawks get it, and here we go. Swing it right side to Sprower. Sprower looking for Zralta cutting. He gets it on the baseline on the right side. Back out on top to Egger. Egger swings it left side to Wyatt. Wyatt closed out on by Dylan real quick there. Now to Zralta. Zralta with Wilson on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Goes left side to Egger. Egger on the angle hits the pop-out man. That is Bielan. Bielan hands it to Zralka. Zralka starts to penetrate, pulls up foul line, goes left side. Egger with a three, long on that one. Ball out of bounds off the Warriors.
Yep, it's going to go to the Warriors. Yep. That might have been a close one.
It was a close one. It was one of those. Both guys might have touched it about the same time. Officials saw it as Hawks ball. They inbound right side of the lane. They go in, and that's Wyatt with a spot up three. No good on that one. Power high for the rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Bielan tips it twice, and Derek comes out of there with a rebound and then loses it, and it was tipped away. So we got that tip at least.
That was a lucky one because I think Derek just threw it out of bounds.
But it looked so bad that they gave him the tip. Here we go. 0-0 game, 45 seconds gone. Wilson working the top of the key, swings it to McShane. McShane gets into the paint, loses it, tried to tip it to somebody. They're looking for who the call is. They're going to give it to the Hawks.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I think that hit off a couple Hawks before it went out of bounds.
Tough call. The officials had to consult a little bit there.
Yep, he wasn't looking.
0-0. Zralta to Sprower, way out on the right wing. Now he hits Bielan popping out top of the key. Swings it left to Eggers. Eggers looking for Zralta. Hits him at the top of the key. Penetrates with that left hand. Back out to Egger. Egger on top to Sprower. Looks
Very
at the three.
Patient.
No good. Left. McShane high for the board there. Looks around, gets it ahead to Dylan. Dylan, between the legs, pulls up on the wing, back out to McShane. McShane, back to Dylan, corner three, 22-footer, rims around, drops in.
That was a nice play. Dylan started out with a three.
Got a nice roll on that one. Hit about three parts of the rim, but a nice soft touch there by Dylan. 3-0 Warriors here early in the first quarter. There's a dump down to Zralta on the right baseline.
Nice defense, Brandon.
But a nice fadeaway off the glass by Zralta.
Well, Brandon had to do that all right. He came out and closed out on the baseline and just didn't quite get there and over the top.
And that's just the way it's going to be. Good players are going to make good shots. McShane to Wilson. He starts to penetrate. Backs out. Hands it to Derek. Now to McShane for a 23-footer straight on. Nope, that one's right. Hatch tips it. Derek gets it. Takes it right back up. Left-handed in! Derek Stearns finishing strong around the rim. Nice left hand in there, too. You can't hesitate. You'll get your shot blocked if you pump fake in there. He went right back up with that. Zralta out by the center circle. Picks up his dribble to Sprower. Back to Zralta cutting. Pulls up 10-footer off the glass. No good. Bielan puts it back up. No good. McShane with the rebound. McShane brings it up the middle of the floor to the right side to Dylan. Dylan starts to penetrate, bounce pass to Clint. Clint, pump fake, gets his shot blocked by Bielan from behind. Pump fake Sprower, Bielan blocks your shot. Yep. That's what we're talking about. You just got to take your chances to go up quick against him. Sprower penetrates from the right side, lays it up, and in.
And a nice roll there.
Yes, he did.
That looked like it was rimming out.
Sprower
fall right down.
Sprower with his first bucket. 5-4 Warriors. Warriors with the ball. Student section over here behind the bench of the Hawks cheering them on. Telling him to D up.
I think it's about the entire student body at Horizon Christian High School.
2-3 zone. McShane gets a little screen at the top. Over to Wilson in the corner. Three blocked out of bounds. No! Dylan gets it back. Penetration to Hatch. Hatch with a pump fake goes up. He draws the foul. Nice recovery by Dylan to get back. He got that three-pointer blocked by Sprower. You got to know who's flying at you. A pump fake there, and he could have gone right by
him.
He's not used to getting his shot blocked by a guy who's not right on him. So Hatch will go to the line. That's the first foul on Sprouwer. I don't know how Sprouwer got that foul. He recovered from blocking the shot, got back and fouled him on the other side of the lane.
He was moving.
Hatch hits the first one. 5:02 left first quarter. First foul of the game there. Second one, looked like somebody might. Look, Derek almost got in early there. They didn't call it. It was very close. Two free throws for Hatch. He's been shooting the ball well from the foul line. He was 5 out of 6 against Dayton from the foul line.
Amazing. Amazing job.
He's been a bad foul shooter his whole career.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he's hit him, yeah. There's a three-pointer by Egger at the other end, and he buries it. That hurts. That's the guy. You can't let the off guys beat you out there like that, uncontested. You got to make it work.
I don't think Egger's going to make that very often, though.
Wilson with a bad off-balance shot there. Sprouwer with the rebound. They're off and running. McShane gets back, trying to stop Sprouwer. He misses a shot. Good job. And then we've got a loose ball foul. Is it going to be on Derek or on Zralta here?
Nope.
It's on Derek with the first foul. Loose ball foul on Derek Stearns. His first foul. First team foul on the Warriors. 7-7 game after that three by Eggers. They inbound right side of the baseline, or right side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Eggers way out high. Swings it to Zralta. Zralta goes in the corner to Wyatt. Back to Zralta. Fakes the three. Foul line. His pass tipped away. Hatch with a steal. Gets it to Dillon. Dillon looking ahead. Hard bounce pass to Derek. Rear slant and in. What a lay-in by Derek Stearns.
He turned around and had his right hand on the left side of the basket. That was beautiful.
And that was the only shot he had because the pass led him just a little too far.
Too far.
But a great recovery. He made Dillon's assist look great. Nice pass there by Dillon.
And then nice defense on the other side on Sprouwer.
Sprouwer penetrates with tries to go with the right hand on the left side. Misses it. Good defense there by the Warriors. Derek gets the ball to Brandon. Brandon taking his time now. 9-7 game Warriors. Dillon on, or Derek on top. McShane wide open three. Good! They lost him. They had no idea he was out there on the right wing. And
cannot leave Devin McShane alone.
Dave Brown not going to like that because there's no way that he hasn't talked to them about covering the open shooters, especially if it's McShane. Warriors up 12-7 now. Dillon to Eggers on top. Egger down to Sprouwer on the mid post on the right side. Penetrates in, leaves it for Dillon. He misses a bunny, and Dillon comes out of there with it. He slows it down as the Hawks get back on defense. Out to Brandon on top. Swings it to McShane. Fakes that three. Little penetration back out to Wilson. Wilson to Dillon. Dillon fakes, penetrates, got his shot blocked, and he's fouled.
And Dillon will put these down. He should.
Now, if he took that up with the left hand, he wouldn't have got a block.
Yeah.
He was going back and forth and ended up shooting it with his right hand. Foul on Dillon, his first. Dillon will have two at the foul line.
And Dillon's almost better with his left hand than he is with his right. He's pretty crazy like that.
Oh, I just think he was so back and forth there, he just ended up in the right hand at the moment he needed to shoot.
He missed the first one. That's unlike Dillon.
Dillon's a good free throw shooter. Second one, 3:14 to go. Second one, perfect. Sometimes that first free throw of the game, when you're still jacked up a little bit, is hard.
Yep.
All right, 13-7, early lead for the Warriors. Sprouwer on the right wing extended. Hits the pop-out man. Now they swing it left side to Eggers. That's Boone into the game. Ball's loose. They get it back out to Egger. Egger on top. Zralta penetrates. Ball knocked away. I think it's going to be second on Derek. Yep. You can't reach in like that on the guy driving. Even if you get all ball, it's going to look bad.
Yep. He's going to have to come out, I think. I think it's two on him.
So we're going to see Kodiak, I think, here right away.
Well, Kodiak's already in. Kodiak came in for Clint the last time out, or at the last free throw.
So Derek stays in with two fouls. Clint may be back pretty quick here. Derek's got to be careful. That foul was just one that he just shouldn't have committed.
Yep.
He doesn't. Sprouwer on the baseline, kicks it out to Eggers on the right angle, or the right wing.
He's got to be careful.
Back to Sprouwer, and Sprouwer travels. Good defense
good job,
by Derek Stearns.
Good job, Derek.
Derek held his position and got Sprouwer. And Coach Nelson telling him right now, you got two. You can't be stupid. You got to stay vertical underneath there. You got to be smart. Warriors ball, 13-7, 2:37 to go. Wilson, little shake to the top. McShane, 22-footer, buries it. Oh, boy. Devin McShane filling it tonight. Two for two at the three-point range.
Timeout. Horizon.
Dave Brown needs a timeout. His team down 9 here early. 2:28 left in the first quarter. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. Curtis, call me. Actually, he didn't call me. He has talked to me multiple times, talked to my wife about, hey, I want to advertise. They keep forgetting. So he sends Arby with a couple of cards. Arby shows up in my office and says, hey, I got
good
a business card for you. You need
good
to call.
Arby.
So I called Curtis, and we got him hooked up. And I said, well, how many times do you want to do it? And he goes, well, how many times does Tim Harsma do it? And I said, he does three a game. He goes, well, I got to have at least three then. And I let Harsma do me. Curtis, Amity alum, great guy, huge supporter of all things Amity Warriors, and glad to have him on board helping us support our broadcast here. 2:28 to go first quarter, 16-8 Warriors, two team fouls on both. That was the first time out of the game. Both teams have five timeouts to start the game. Zeralta swings it to number 14. That is Wakefield into the game. To Boone. Boone to Egger. Sprower in there. They get it to him on the mid post. Right side spins back to the right hand. Lays it up in. That's
a nice move. Nice move.
It's just fundamentally sound down there. He's been trying to do a little too much. That time he stuck to the basics. 16-9 Warriors.
He was doubled by Clint and Kodiak on that too.
Wilson penetrates, starts to penetrate, kicks it back out. McShane fakes the three, steps left, fakes another three, but doesn't lose his dribble. Now he's in the corner, kicks it back out to Wilson. Wilson, cross court, Kodiak for three, knuckleball, no good. McShane high for the rebound in traffic, and he comes out of there with it.
Wilson. I don't know how his shot stays a knuckleball. It's crazy.
It is. You can't do that if you try. Wilson with the ball, penetrates left side, loses it, off his foot, out of bounds. Trying to look for a little seam. And I think what happened there, Kodiak started in. He was going to pass it, I think, to Kodiak, and then he hesitated when Kodiak started in and then lost the ball. A little miscommunication between the two of them. Zeralta with the ball. Warriors up 7, 16-9. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Egger back to Zeralta. Working on Wilson. Gets a little screen. McShane picks him up. Starts to drive. Nothing there. Gets it to Wakefield. Wakefield loses the ball. McShane with a steal. There's a foul on Egger. Nice job.
Much better defense right now with the Warriors. Much better defense. They're covering the ball and covering the off man too.
13 foul on the Hawks. First on number 20, Egger. Warriors ball up 7. Minute 10 to go, first quarter. Wilson walks it across half court, surveys this 2-3 zone, goes to Dillon. Dillon starts to drive, backs up, out to McShane, not forcing anything. McShane back to Wilson. Wilson on the far left angle. Now he starts to penetrate, goes into Egger, gets it to McShane. McShane drives, pulls up, back to Wilson. Wilson for three, looks good. Oh, just a little short. Good-looking shot from our angle. It was perfect. Just came up a little short. Zeralta pulls up, three-pointer, right angle, good. Just like that, they're back in the game. He's got five at 16-12. Miss a three at one end, make one of the other. Six-point swing there for the Warriors. Wilson penetrates, gets all the way in, comes up short. Sprower affected that shot. Sprower ahead to Zeralta. Zeralta pulls up for another three, same spot, same result. And it's a one-point game. And
that was tough.
Coach Nelson wants a timeout.
You got to cover that Zeralta kid. He's a good shooter.
He is, and he just hit one from that same spot. Yep. He's a lot of confidence coming down on the floor. This is going to be a 30-second timeout, so once again, we will stay here. And whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call Jeb McMullen today to get your electrical needs met. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. 18.3 seconds remaining first quarter. Warriors with a one-point lead and the ball. Horizon going to sit in their 2-3 zone. You got Jaeger, Dillon Stearns, McShane, Hatch, and Wilson on the floor. A good rhythm going there for a little while and a little foul trouble. You change your lineups up when you don't want to have to change your lineup up, and sometimes it messes with your rhythm. McShane, right side. Dillon, three is good! Dillon Stearns with a three
shot,
ball.
Beautiful shot
nice
by Dillon
play,
Stearns.
Nice play called by Scott Nelson at the timeout there to set that up, and they just kind of lulled him to sleep, and they kicked it to Dillon for the quick three. Great job. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score, Amity 19, Horizon Christian 15. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. This is Warrior Basketball.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Sam White, Jason Nelson checking into the game. They're out there with Dylan Stearns, Kodiak, Yeager, and Hatch. White with the ball, 2-3 zone still. They're going to play that all night if they can. They go to Nelson. Nelson on the left wing, back to White, way out high. To Dylan. Dylan just hit that three. He's 2 out of 3 from three-point range tonight. To White. White fakes the pass left, goes back right to Dylan. Into Yeager in the high post. He turns, 15-footer, short. Faded a little bit on that one. Rebound by Boone. Boone ahead to Zeralta on the right, and he'll slow it down. Warriors still in man-to-man defense. Goes to Wyatt. Wyatt, one dribble and travels. Good job by Dylan. That's it. You got to make Wyatt put the ball on the floor, and that's what we were talking about. He loves to shoot. He doesn't want to dribble.
He doesn't want to dribble. And Dylan covered him so well. He was and he's so long.
Well, and he's a lefty. He made him go right. And that put him out of his comfort zone. Warriors ball. White with the ball, crosses over, gets into the lane. Kicks it back out to Dylan. We got a travel in there, though. Shuffle the foot. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. It didn't look like much.
But White gets called for that a lot. It must be the way he does the move that draws attention to it, makes it look like he traveled. Maybe he gets more traveling calls on jump stops than anybody I've ever seen.
Yep.
Wyatt, left angle again. Hits Boone, popping out top of the key. Swings it to Wakefield. They go into Sprower. Sprower splits the double team and misses old Bunny. Ball tipped out of bounds off the Warriors. I think Hatch hit that one last. Derek Stearns coming back into the game. He's going to get Hatch. Derek playing with two fouls. He needs to make sure he doesn't pick up that third one here. Like to play through these 7 minutes without another foul on him. They get into Wyatt in the corner. Dylan on him. To Sprower. Sprower on Kodiak. Drives with the left hand. Goes up with the left hand. Scores and fouls.
Oh, I'm not sure. That Derek was pretty well straight up, and he got a whistle.
But he got the whistle.
That's unfortunate.
He got the whistle. He got the basket. 19-17. Sprower with a chance to get a three-point play here. And Derek picks up the third foul. Tough call.
I think Derek was just shuffling his feet a little bit and was moving while he's shooting.
It was a nice move by Sprower. Went hard with that left hand after driving with the right hand. Misses the free throw, though. He struggled with the foul line at our place.
He did.
And that cost them the game, quite honestly, was his free throw shooting. 2-point lead for the Warriors, 19-17. Nelson with a bounce pass back out to Kodiak in the corner for Sam White. Three-pointer. Good!
Atta boy,
we
Sam.
Haven't seen that in a while. That is good to see Sam hit a three-pointer. He's been
Sam's
struggling.
Sam's a heck of a shooter, and he's been struggling this season a lot.
Zeralta, ball stripped away, I think, by Yeager. Picked up by a catch to Yeager. Yeager throws it to Dylan. Dylan backs it out to White. He'll take another three, right angle. Looks good.
Atta boy, Sammy. Atta boy,
Sam White feeling it. That changes the complexity of this offense when he's hitting the three off the bench.
When he's hitting that, you got to stretch the floor a little more.
And it takes pressure off of Devin and Dylan to be the outside shooters. Makes that defense have to work so much harder. Zeralta down to Sprower on the right baseline. Hook pass out to Wakefield for three. No good. Good box out down there by Yeager. He had a body on Sprower and didn't let him get around him.
Boone, too. Boone came in trying to get that rebound as well.
Sam in the corner to Dylan. Dylan loses it behind his back. They're going to say it was off of Dylan last.
Oh, no. Who's 15?
Wakefield.
Wakefield tipped that out of his hand.
Dylan got a little fancy over there, going behind the back. Might not need it to. He goes behind the back so easy. I think sometimes he forgets that it can be a risky move. He got caught on that one. Got the call against him. Sprower down low with the right hand. No good. I think he just lost that on the way up. He throws it in the backcourt. That's going to be an over and back. Great defense by Hatch.
Defense by Hatch.
And what happened? I think Sprower just lost it on the way up. It looked like it rolled down his hand onto his wrist, and he couldn't get the shot off. But that was because Hatch was straight up on
it. Hatch was straight up on
it. Making him work.
Yep, making that shot difficult.
So it's going to be Warriors basketball. They're going to inbound it right.
Bielan comes back in for Boone.
Boone, yep. Sprower and Zeralta aren't going to come out of this game.
No.
They didn't last time. Until Sprower got a cramp, he stayed in the game the whole time. Zeralta played the whole 32 plus the two overtimes. White with a drive. Jump stock back out to Kodiak. Yeager with the ball. Swings it across court to Nelson. He'll set it back up. They're man-to-man defense now. We haven't seen that out of them. But that's because of the shooting of White. Nelson gets in deep. Misses a short jumper on the rebound by Wyatt. That was a good move by Jason to get right to the rim for the jump shot. Sprouwer will take a three from the right angle. It's almost down. Pops out. Jaeger with the rebound. Somebody's got to get out on him. You can't leave Sprouwer standing at the three-point line. Jaeger will take it all the way and blocked by Sprouwer. They're going to call a foul. Ooh, boy. I don't know what that was.
That might have been tough. I think he got all ball on that, but that's all right. We'll take it.
He got all ball up at the rim. Sprouwer is pretty tough to take the ball right out. I think that's a mistake. If he's anywhere, if he can see you and he can get to you, you're probably not going to get that shot off.
That's right.
Jaeger hits the first one. But that's a first foul on Sprouwer.
Devin McShane in for Dylan Stearns, giving Dylan his first rest of the game.
Jaeger will have one more. And he misses that one. Long rebound tipped out to McShane. Looks at the three, doesn't take it, goes to 17 feet, pulls up, buries it. He has the best mid-range shot in our league.
Yeah.
I can't believe how good he's gotten at that. Now we got a timeout taken by Dave Brown because this is a 11-point lead all of a sudden, 28-17.
Watch them to come out pretty tough, though. They're going to be fired up when they come back out of this timeout.
It's going to be a 30, and his timeouts always work.
Yeah.
He gets his team settled down and doing what they're supposed to be doing. Hey, are you hungry for some great barbecue, John? You love that mouth-watering slow smoke flavor at Uncle Jack's?
I do.
It sounds like you and I both need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, that's what I like there, or brisket, or salad, which I also like. Stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those very special events. Uncle Jack's is dadgum good.
See, now I know we're watching a basketball game, but baseball season's coming up, and my Mariners and your Angels.
Ends up in a lunch bet. We bet the series every time. They usually play four series a year, and last year I think John won two, I won one, and they split one.
Yeah, they split the four game.
So I bought lunch two out of three last year. I'm going to reverse that. All right, ball tipped out of bounds by Nelson. It'll still be
good
Fox basketball.
This is I've not seen this swarming defense for.
Well, this is an interesting group that's out there.
Yeah, very long, yep. Very fast.
Yep. Sam, even though he's only 5'10", has good length, and he's so quick off the floor. Zeralta drives in. He's going to draw a foul on Nelson, I think.
I'm not sure how many steps they're going to give him on that spin move. That was.
Well, we all know that it's less about how many steps and more about how smooth your move is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you can get away with stuff if you're good a bit.
It was pretty smooth, but I think I counted four in there.
Zeralta to the line. Ooh, that was an ugly foul
and
shot.
So my mother-in-law would say, ball don't lie. That's
right.
What my mother-in-law
right.
would say.
That's right. I said that during the girls' game once. I was looking for something to say. Zeralta hits the second one. Zeralta with 9 points in the game, leading the scoring for the Hawks. McShane with the ball. Working on the angle. They're back in that man-to-man defense because they're struggling with the zone. McShane leaves it for Hatch, and we've got a travel.
Oh my goodness.
That was Nelson. Excuse me. Nelson on the drive. They said he didn't get rid of the ball before he took the second step.
That's a
rough one.
Official for you right there.
Zeralta with the penetration. Draws the foul. This is going to be on Nelson again, I think, or White. Let's see. Yeah, it's on Nelson. That's his second in as many trips down the floor. This one's not a shooting foul. Zeralta inbound left side of the key on the baseline. They stack it up to get it into Wyatt. Back to Zeralta in the mid post. He backs it out. He'll take a three. No good. He thought about that one. Sprouwer tips it once, twice. McShane gets a rebound. Boy, you got to put a body on Sprouwer.
Yeah.
McShane brings it up, still penetrating, gets to the foul line. Jump stop back out to White. White takes a contested three. It's good. Oh,
atta boy.
Boy,
Sammy.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
That's right.
And that's good to see
from Sammy.
Zeralta penetrates back out. Egger for a 22-footer. Hits it. Just like that.
So now you're going to force Horizon to have to make threes, though, which I'm okay with.
Well, Egger's two for two now. We got to get a man on him, too. Jaeger pulls up. 14-footer, rims around, won't stay. Hatch battling. Jaeger battling, tips it. Jaeger gets the rebound, back out. McShane, 22-footer left wing. Good! Devin McShane! What a job by Clint Hatch and Kodiak Jaeger inside.
That was amazing.
They just kept pogo sticking in there and tipping until Jaeger could finally kick it back out. Jaeger on the left wing, 34-21, Warriors, 3:15 to go, first half. Nice denial defense by Nelson on Zeralta. Zeralta a little frustrated.
Second call was see, on there.
That, yeah.
Clint was all over him. It should have been a 5-second call.
Jaeger with the ball. Goes right angle to Sprouwer. Sprouwer on top to Bielan. Bielan swings it to the left angle to Zeralta. Nelson on him. Zeralta wants to drive. Pulls up. 17-footer. That's a tough shot. Misses it. Hatch with a good box out on Bielan and gets the rebound. McShane. Warriors playing with some serious confidence right now. McShane wanted that three. Decided not to take it. Back to White. White drives. Bounce pass back out to Nelson to McShane. He drives, draws contact, throws it underneath the hatch. Reverse laying up. Oh, and stay. What a try by Hatch. Good pass by McShane there. Sprower with the ball. Head to Zrelta over to Wyatt. Back to Zrelta. Drives, spins. Left hand reverse, Ryan with the right hand, and it's going to be Warrior ball off Beelen out of bounds. That's a nice move.
Yeah, Beelen grabbed that ball and just could. When he put it down, it was it rolled off his foot and out of bounds.
2:22 to go, first half, 34-21 Warriors and the ball. White, like this lineup, it's playing well together on both ends of the floor for the Warriors. McShane, 23-footer straight on. That one's way off.
Way off.
Didn't get squared up, I think, on that one. They get the rebound ahead. Wyatt gets a three on the right side. No good. McShane with a weak side rebound. Looking up the floor always. I like that about Devin. Gets it ahead to Nelson. Nelson, the high dribble, pulls it back.
Close
settles
to a carry.
Down. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. Nelson will back it out, slow it down against this man-to-man defense. We thought they'd sit in a zone, but the Warriors are shooting the ball too well for the zone. McShane gets to the corner of the foul line, won't stay. Battle underneath. Nelson comes out of there. Jaeger might have tipped it. Nelson ended up with it. White with a three. That one's a little left. Hatch, Battle, and Beeland. Ball's loose. Going to go off of Beeland and Warrior
excellent,
basketball.
Excellent.
You got to love the hustle
they
inside.
Are just hustling. And
Hatch and Jaeger are doing such a great job of getting hands on balls.
The hustle is what we haven't seen, I think, from this team for a while.
Just never giving up on a ball. That's
right.
What we're seeing tonight. McShane breaks down Zeralta, gets in the lane, leaves it for Hatch, bobbles it. Ball's on the floor and out of bounds off of Hatch. He just couldn't hang on to that pass.
Couldn't quite get it.
1:27 to go, second quarter, 34-21 Warriors. No foul trouble except for Derek with three, but teams, no foul trouble for the teams at all. Zeralta working on Nelson. Throws it baseline off the hands of Sprower and out of bounds. He just couldn't hold it. I think he took his eye off and was looking at the rim. He was going to get a dunk out of that. Might have got a little anxious. White brings it up right angle. Backs it out of Eggers there. Now he breaks down Eggers, starts to drive, gives it to Jaeger. Jaeger with the penetration pulls up. 12-footer. Good! Kodiak Jaeger with his first basket. He's got 3 points. Now we're down to a minute. 36-21 Warriors. Zeralta works the top of the key between his legs. Swings it to
three-point shot.
Eggers. Egger to Beelen popping out. You can back off of Beelen, but nobody else out there. Zeralta with the ball now goes to Wyatt. Wyatt wanted to shoot the three, couldn't get set. Now back to Zeralta in the left corner. Zeralta working on McShane. Might have traveled, got it out to Wyatt. That down to 35 seconds now. Now they're denying.
Nelson's a little earlier.
Yeah, McShane denying Zeralta. They're going to make Sprower beat him. Sprower trying to dribble. Gets it out to Beelen. He puts up a three. No good. Wyatt with a strong rebound inside. Puts up a short. He won't stay. Hatch with a good rebound. 23 seconds to go, first half. Hatch saving another one down there. They get it ahead to Nelson on the left wing. He'll take a three. No way. No good. If that one goes, you know your team's hot.
That was beautiful. That would have been good.
Sprower gets it ahead to Zeralta.
They're going to go
for the
last shot here.
8 seconds to go. Now we're down to 5, 4, 3. Zeralta, top of the key, pulls up, 21-footer, no good, and that is the end of the first half. And what a first half it was for the Warriors. They led by 4, 19-15 after one. They now lead 36-21 after outscoring the Hawks 17-6 in the second quarter.
That was a great quarter for the Warriors.
Warriors were led by Dev McShane with 11, Sam White with 9, Dylan Stearns with 7, Derek Stearns with 4, Kodiak Jaeger with 3, Clint Hatch with 2. So great balance out of the Warriors. And what you got to love is 3 threes out of Sam, 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. Yep.
Devin McShane, I think 3 out of 4.
Yep.
Also, Dylan Stearns, 2 out of 3. You're not going to shoot much better than that. This is exactly what you need to have happen when you shoot the ball well.
And when they're playing a zone, you got to shoot out of the zone, and they're shooting out of the zone.
And it puts pressure on the other team to get threes when you're getting threes. And when you're trading threes and twos, that's a huge advantage for the team that's knocking down the outside shot. Hawks were led in the first half by Connor Zeralka, the point guard, who has 9 points. Anthony Sprower, the tough 6'7 wing, has 6. And Egger has a pair of threes for 6 points. All right. John and I are going to take a break for a few minutes. We'll be back with a very exciting second half coming up. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere. All right. Here we go. Start of the third quarter, 36-21 Warriors. Hawks ball to start things off. Zeralta picks up his dribble, swings it, traveled there, gets it to Wyatt. Wyatt looking inside to Sprower, not there to Egger on the right wing. It's still going to Sprower. Now they dump it in, and Jaeger's going to get called. He put his left hand on him as he tried to go up and tip that ball. It's tough to front Sprower.
Yeah. Well, they had a front, and then Derek came around the backside to try to double.
But
it
if you're, you got to go
in.
The other way around. You got to front with the tall guy and have the shorter guy come behind. You can't front with a 6'1 guy, 6'2 guy on a 6'7 guy with long arms and good hops. All right. First foul of the second half. Kodiak's first of the game, which is kind of a miracle in and of itself.
I was going to say, that's good for Kodiak.
It's good if he makes their quarter without a foul. Eger on top, takes a three, no
short,
good. Shot an air ball on that one. Boone trying to save it, can't do it. Warriors basketball. 30 seconds gone here, third quarter. Warriors with 15-point lead, and the starters in the game. Derek with three fouls, got to be careful. McShane starts the dribble drive, picks it up, steps back, goes to Wilson out top. Wilson between the legs, working the right side, little stutter step on Eger, backs out. Man-to-man defense for the Hawks. They're not going to sit in that zone after what the Warriors did to it in the first half. Little screen from Derek. Wilson goes to Dylan. Dylan for three. Looks good. Yes! Got those shoulders squared and got a nice release. 10 points in the game. And there's a travel on
there
Brower.
We go.
And that was Wilson getting in the way there.
Yep.
Taking away the right hand.
Step,
he wanted to go right. Wilson came across. Then he had to go left, but his footwork was to go right. Warriors ball up 39-21. Kodiak looks at a three, decides better, gets it to Dylan. Dylan penetrates the right side. I don't know where he was throwing that pass.
I think it went off.
It went off, but I'm not sure where he was trying to go. I think he thought Derek was going to be down here, and Derek had popped out.
Derek popped out.
And so he didn't have the pass, so we got lucky on that one. They pop it into Jaeger, goes right back to Derek. Ball knocked away.
I'm not
Derek's a little frustrated.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the foul wasn't there.
McShane penetrates left hand up and in and scores. He's fouled.
And one.
McShane will go to the line. Derek frustrated. He's got to play through it. He's got to stop worrying about it. Can't let it affect you. McShane going to the line to try to get a three-point play here. Boy, Devin has perfected that little Euro step and finish without elevating, really.
No, he doesn't get very high.
He stretches towards the basket. Hits the free throw.
And I think three-point plays and four-point plays, I think Devin McShane probably has the most in West Valley League.
Oh, he has been there so many times in the last 4 weeks especially. He's really picked up his game. Three-pointer right corner, no good. Derek high for the rebound. Pushes it ahead, right side to Dylan. Dylan crosses over, tries to get in the middle, lost the ball, and the ball's thrown away. Sprower stole it.
They got it.
They fixed it.
Ooh, boy.
They fixed it.
One referee
He knew it, and he took about a step this way. I think his brain realized, I just went the wrong way.
We're going
on that.
The wrong way. Yeah, that was first half. This is
right.
Second half.
Warriors basketball, 42-21. They throw it in the backcourt to Brandon, and he'll bring it across. They spread this defense so far out. That lane is so open. McShane.
But Boone and Sprower are very long.
They'll close it quick. McShane kicks it out in the corner, threw that one away, was trying to get it to Dylan. Dylan was popping up, and McShane threw it closer to the corner. So a little miscommunication there. 42-21, 6:04. Boy, if you told me we'd be doubled up on him 2 minutes into the third quarter, I would have never believed
it. Crazy.
Yeah. Wyatt with the ball out on top. Ball tipped by Dylan. Can't get it. Boone saves it to Eger. Good defense there by Dylan on Wyatt. That's really a mismatch on this end. Dylan's so much better on the defensive end than Eger is.
So much faster.
Than Wyatt is as an offensive player. He's such a limited offensive player. Missed shot there. Warriors ball. McShane back to Wilson. Wilson doing a good job. He's letting everybody else score tonight. He's only taken like two shots the whole night. He crosses over now, goes in the corner. Three-pointer for Kodiak. Good!
And there's another three, but another player gets a three. That's going to stretch the defense even more.
And again, Brandon getting into the middle and then kicking it out. As soon as you beat your man in man-to-man defense, somebody's going to be open. Zeralta with the ball, 45-21. Eger looks at the three, not there. Back to Zeralta. Zeralta left angle, trying to go around that Boone screen. Can't get there. Now he goes back to Eger. Eger for a left corner three, good. He's
good.
3 for 3 from three-point range. He's the only guy really hurting him from out there consistently. Dylan out on top to Kodiak. Kodiak drives right side, spins back with a left hand, up, misses that one, gets it back. Back out to Dylan. Dylan for a left corner three. That one's long. I think he got his feet set, but weight wasn't above him yet. He was still leaning,
a
little bit.
Travel.
There's a pass underneath to Sprower, and he gets a reverse lay-in up and in.
Connor traveled on the pass, but they didn't call it. That's all right.
Dylan, quick with the drive, lost it. Eger with a steal. Nice steal by Eger. 45-26, got to take away this momentum. Wyatt with a deep three, no good. Jaeger with a rebound. Warriors need to slow down.
Yep, there. Devin's telling them all slow down now.
Yep. I got a little helter-skelter there, and you don't want to do that when you're on the road. That helter-skelter can shift that momentum quick.
Control the pace of the
Brandon
game.
Brandon breaks him down, right corner, right angle three. That's a bad three by by, and there's a steal by Dylan
Stearns. Misses the, Brennan misses the shot. Dylan puts it back up.
There
and
you
in.
Go. I thought I'd let you give that the call there.
Yeah, that's my kid.
Zeralta penetrating, going to get all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. No defense there. This game's getting up and down a little too quick here right now. 47-28 Warriors, 19-point lead. Wilson slows it down, goes right angle to Dylan. Dylan back to Wilson.
Sprower's covering Dylan.
Wilson
now.
Almost throws it away. McShane with the ball, left angle. Crosses over, goes past Zeralta, loses it, leaves it for Derek, and he lays it up and in. Kind of an anticlimactic drive there because it bobbled the ball, and you could see what was coming. He just couldn't get him the ball. 49-28, 3.5 minutes to go. Zeralta penetrates again all the way to the rim, lays it up and in.
Yeah, I got
to
close down that lane.
Help defense isn't getting there right now. That's two times in a row without help defense. Wilson gets it to McShane, 23-foot right angle, short, chases down his own rebound. Back out to Wilson. Wilson to Dylan. Dylan fakes the three, drives, goes baseline. They're going to call an offensive foul.
That was a flop.
Zeralta draws the foul on the baseline.
I think Zeralta just fell down, but and referees bought it.
Dylan coming out and Sam coming in. Dylan talking with coaches here on the sideline. Breathing hard over here, working up a pretty good sweat. Pretty fast and furious there up and down the court on those players. Zeralta works on Wilson, gets to the top of the key, takes a deep two, no good. Jaeger with the rebound. They'll let him have that shot, a 20-foot two-pointer. A foot on the line. McShane, right angle, fakes, starts to drive, kicks it back out to Sam. Sam gets it to Wilson. Take their time now. Wilson starts to drive. Going to get an offensive foul.
Oh, boy.
You can see the left arm extended.
Left arm extended.
Got it out there. And look at Devin telling him, hey, I saw the left arm come out. Keep that thing in. So foul on Wilson. That's going to be his. That's not the right person. They put it up on the right. They put it up on the wrong person.
Timeout, so, Warriors.
Foul should be on Wilson. They put that up there on Nelson. It should be on Wilson. They put it up on 11. It should have been one. So they're going to
correct that. Jeff's doing a good job of helping to take care of the score clock over here.
Well, timeout taken right here by Amity. And so we got a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. I know that sounds a little funky when we're talking to people off air, so I apologize to people listening. We're just trying to get the score clock right. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. All right. Warriors up 19 and the ball. No, excuse me, Hawks ball after the offensive foul. Jaeger with the ball. Brings it across half court, working on White. Goes right angle to Zeralta. Zeralta back out to Beilin on top. Swings it to Wakefield on the left angle. McShane on him. Hands it to Jaeger out top. Jaeger to Zeralta. Wants to penetrate on Wilson. He cuts him off. Backs him down. Back out to Jaeger to Zeralta on the right angle. And he backs down. Kicks it out to Wakefield. Wakefield starts to drive. Gets it to Jaeger.
Good defense.
Hey, if the Warriors are going to force them to run that much clock, that's a good deal. Underneath, they kick it back out. Wakefield gets an open three finally. No good. Good box out everywhere there. And the Warriors had that whole lane clean of white jerseys.
Oh, and threw it away. So he's trying to lead Kodiak down the sideline and just threw it away.
So after a great defensive stand and a good rebound down at the other end, the Warriors turn it over. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Warriors need to keep playing the way they were in the second quarter. There's a lay-in up and in by Zeralta.
Brandon is going to overplay him, and he went right around. And
yeah, you can't gamble on him on the wing. Wilson into the lane, out to White. White
pass.
Almost lost it. Now he settles things down out on top. Defensive intensity is picked up for the Hawks. They get it out to Jaeger, left corner. Now out to White. White starts to drive, backs it out top of the key, and hands it to Wilson.
That's okay if we run the clock. That's good.
1:24 to go. Third quarter. Wilson starts to drive. Spins back out to Derek. Sloppy pass. This defense has really picked up. They're starting to reach for the ball more. They're getting a lot more aggressive. McShane gets all the way to the lane and scores, though. And that's what happens. Your defense gets aggressive. If you can beat them, you've got a huge advantage. Zeralta with the ball out on top. Penetrates right side. Derek comes over to help. He kicks it back out to Wakefield. Wakefield takes a three at the top of the key. Looks good. Won't stay.
Derek Stearns with the rebound.
White will walk it up. And And Nelson wants them to run 50 seconds here and take one shot. I like that.
Yep, and they're not coming out on him, so they're not going to get a five-second call.
19-point lead.
Hawks are sitting back in their zone and not doing anything. They're starting to creep up.
They're in man-to-man, but they're sagging way off. Now White goes all the way in, lays it up. No basket. I'm not sure why he went.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go. Zeralta with the ball at the other end. Coach Nelson not going to be happy with that after he said one shot. Zeralta hands it to Beilin, lays it up and in. That's a bad turn of events right there. Warriors lead cut to 17 with 18 seconds to go. McShane with the ball, working on Wakefield.
Wakefield stepping out, not giving him giving him quite a bit of space.
McShane still out near half court, down to 7 seconds. Gets a screen, little hesitation, gets past Beilin. His shot blocked, and he's fouled. Eggers came across. Wow, that guy can get up.
He's got some hops.
He's only about 5'8", but 5'7", but he got up high to block that shot. He gets the foul. That's going to be his second foul of the game, second team foul on the Hawks. Warriors have three. Puts McShane on the line with 3.8 seconds left of the third quarter. Nelson will check in after the first one. Free throws perfect. I'd be interested to see who the best free throw shooter in our league is. It's got to be either him or Bernard's, and Bernard's missed a couple when we were over there.
Yeah. Well, Dylan hits quite a few, too.
He does.
I think at their free throw-a-thon, I think Dylan was... He was way up there. Out of 500, I think he hit 400. I think he only missed like 20.
Well, he's such a rhythm shooter. Once he gets it going, he's going to make 40 in a row.
Yep.
Egger going to take the last shot. Puts up a deep three. No good off the rim. That was a good try. And after three quarters, the Warriors were up 15 at halftime, and they're up 19 as we head into the fourth quarter. 53-34, Warriors outscoring the Hawks 17-13 in that quarter. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Warrior Basketball.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Ralka's out. Sprower's back in.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. We got Sprower, Zralka. No, Zralka's out. Zralka's That's the out. First time he's been out this game. So it's Sprower, Wyatt, Wakefield, and 15 and 25. That's Free and Johnson. First time we've seen those guys. Trying to pick up some defensive intensity maybe here. Nelson with the ball. He'll hold it a little bit on the right wing. Now he starts to drive. Kicks it out to McShane. Fakes the threes. Now to White. White, little dribble. Gets into the lane. Bounce pass to Hatch. He misses it. Sprower comes down with it. That was a great pass by White. Hatch just hasn't been able to finish as well tonight as he normally does. Sprower will take a three. That'll get him back in if he makes that, and he does. Nice shooter's touch there, boy.
That bounced about four times on the rim.
It did. 53-37. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Warriors with the ball. White will back it out.
Yep, they're going to let the time roll out. That's
all
right.
Free to come out on him. Free finally does. Now he hands it to McShane. McShane starts to drive. Hesitation to Jaeger. Jaeger with Wyatt on him. Flips the ball to Sam, and they'll run a little weave here at the top. Now McShane penetrates. Jump stop. Got pushed from behind. He got shoved from behind.
Man.
He got a shove, and that's why that ball went sailing. Right as he went to make the pass, he got pushed.
Yep. They're missing some things, that's for sure. There's only two fouls on the Hawks and three fouls on the Warriors.
Sprower backing his way down. Gets stuck there. Kicks it out to Free. Free shuffles it to Wyatt for three. Looks good. That's his first basket of the game, and it comes at a good time for them. It cuts the lead to 13. You can feel that momentum. McShane puts his head down, fouled on the floor. It's going to be the third team foul against the Hawks.
It's be on 25.
I'm looking. There it is. The first foul on number 25, Johnson. Warriors ball right side of the key on the baseline. Trigger it in. Want to lob it to the middle. Nothing there. Finally get it into Hatch. Timeout taken by Scott with about 4.5 seconds gone on that inbounds play. I think he was getting nervous. 6:37 to go, fourth quarter. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here and remind you that since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, John. 6:37 to go, fourth quarter. You got a 13-point lead. What are you telling your kids?
Settle down. Calm down, run the offense. You don't have to worry about get those open looks and slow down.
We had our chance there. We had a great pass from White to Hatch. Missed the lay in there.
Which you're going to get those, and that's all right. You just got to keep working because you're still forcing the Hawks to kind of a little bit of desperation.
Yeah, you got to keep doing things like that. You can't get out of your game. There's too much time left to change what you're doing,
right.
But you have to be smart. You can't just play like everything's going to work no matter what you do. So they'll inbound again, right side of the lane. This time they trigger it into McShane. Got free on him. Puts the ball on the floor, gets into the lane, kicks it left corner. Now they go to Nelson, back to McShane. Open look from three. Good! Oh. Boy, oh boy. Good to see Devin get squared up there on that one. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game. Not exactly Dumbler territory with 10, but still pretty good. Wyatt with the ball. One to the three. Hatch on him. He gives it up to Zeralta. Zeralta starts to penetrate. Gets in. Nelson, good defense. They kick it out. There's a three from free. 56-43 as they trade three-pointers there in the last 40 seconds. McShane to White at the center circle. White pressured, harassed. Yep, how we're playing. You should get something easy. Inside a Hatch, back out to McShane for three. Looks good. It is! Oh, baby. They collapsed on Hatch inside. Warriors back up, 59-43. Zeralta penetrates. Little runner, no good. Good rebound by Jaeger. Strong with the ball. Hangs on to it. Sprowers reaching in there. No call. Gets it ahead to McShane. McShane penetrates. Goes into traffic. His shot blocked
and, the body.
By Wyatt.
Woo! And the body.
And they get it ahead, and Zeralta lays it in at the other end. Boy, oh boy.
There was a lot of body contact on McShane's layup attempt.
It sure looked like it from here. Wyatt ahead to Nelson. Nelson cross-court to McShane. McShane doesn't want the three. Takes it in. Gets it back to White.
That's White, a foul as well.
A little penetration. Free being very physical. They get it underneath the Hatch. Lays it up and in. And that's the overplay right there. If you're just patient, you'll get the good looks. But you have to be patient. Wait for the overplay. Wyatt steps back, 25-footer. No good. McShane with the rebound. 61-45 Warriors. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And they're extending this defense now. They're coming way out. This is like a 3-2. It's almost like a 3-2 zone. They're really extending that 3-2. It looks almost like a 1-2-2. Throw underneath the Hatch. There it is. Another lay-in from Jaeger.
Perfect.
And that's it. Just keep moving the ball diagonally and wait for it to open up in the lane.
Their defense is extended all the way past the three-point line. There are three guys outside of the three-point line.
It's a desperate defense is what it is.
It's Sprower for three, and he misses it.
McShane with the rebound, and he's going to be fouled. And it'd be interesting to see what Dave does here, Dave Brown, whether or not he starts fouling a lot. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. I think this is his make-or-break timeout right here. Down 18, 63-45. He's going to take a 30-second
left.
Going to take a 30-second timeout. 4.5 to go, and he's got to fix it right now. They've got to get several possessions in a row with scores and stop us, or else this game's going to be too far out of hand. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. And I think I've read enough commercials for tonight. if I'm Coach Brown, I'm telling my guys, look. Look, we got to pressure, but you got to rotate.
Right.
And they're not rotating. They're losing like the third or fourth rotation and leaving Hatch underneath the basket twice for like practice lay-ins.
Right.
I mean, like he's just standing there by himself. And so I'm sure that's part of that conversation. The other part is, don't commit stupid fouls. I don't think he wants a parade to the foul line with our team because we can put five good foul shooters on the floor and go there all night. And so they've got to do this through turnovers, forcing tough shots. And the problem is we don't need to shoot.
Right, we can hold the ball. So Dylan Stearns comes in for the game for the Warriors, and Egger came back in for the game.
And that adds a good free throw shooter, and they're giving Devin a break right now.
Yep.
And Devin's probably a little tired. He's played all the second half so far. Ball knocked out of bounds, Warrior basketball. So Devin McShane gets a little break. They throw it in Dylan, back to Nelson, underneath the Hatch, all by himself, lays it up and in.
No rotation.
Just talked about that. I don't know how Dave Brown stays so calm. I'd be furious with my kids for not rotating. There's a three-pointer by Free. No good. Ball tipped loose. Egger gets it.
Nice job, Egger. Nice. Yeah. Run that down.
He's a hustler. Gets it to Sprower. Sprower penetrates. Goes up with the left hand. Tough shot. He's fouled by Jaeger.
Jaeger was just moving. His hands were straight up, but he was just moving with him.
Yeah, so it's a Sprauer ball. Covers a lot of ground with those strides. He's 6'7". He goes at the basket hard, and he goes diagonally across the lane. And so if you're a defender, you're trying to move with him diagonally, and then he attacks you by stretching into you. It's just tough.
That was a good foul. It was a good foul by Kodak. There's nothing you could do. Don't give him the layup. Make him earn at the line.
Well, it takes the momentum away when you don't give that layup. Sprauer hits the first. Misses the second. I don't understand that kid at the foul line at all. There is no reason why he shouldn't be about a 75% foul shooter. And from what we've seen, he's about a 35% foul shooter. Just bizarre. It's got to be in his head. He's got a good stroke. White starts to penetrate, and we've got a blocking foul called on Egger.
So I think they're going to be looking for it now. It seems like they're calling a lot more fouls now than they did before.
But they were letting a lot go there for a while.
They let a lot go.
15 foul against the Hawks. Not in the bonus yet. 4 minutes to go. Get it into White. That should have been a foul there on Egger. White, a little sloppy with the ball handling. Settle down. And he does. Glad he listens to me. Jaeger helps Sprauer up after he sets a pick on him. That's hilarious. We'll tell you about that in a second. Dillon penetrates up with the right hand, scores. And this game, I think, is just about over. I just think they don't have the ability to come back on us than 3.5 minutes to go. There's a drive by Zralta, and he's fouled by Nelson. That's a tough play. So we're going to tell you this play a little bit here. So
Sprauer.
Kodiak sets a screen on Sprauer. Sprauer trying to fight around. It loses his balance and falls down. The ball's still in play. Dillon has the ball, and Sprauer's on the floor, and Kodiak helps him back
up. Grabbed him by the shoulders and helped him back up.
And Sprauer's laughing like, you know, the ball's still in play. This isn't over yet, and you're helping me up off the floor. And so, you know, Kodiak gets a bad rap sometimes. He's a physical kid. He plays hard. And there's a pair of misses. Pair of misses by Zralta. Kodiak plays hard. You know, he's very physical. Sometimes it seems he's dirty, but he's a nice kid. You just saw it right there. There's a poke away from behind. Sprauer gets it. He's pushing up the floor pretty fast. Kicks it out to Egger. No three there. Gets it to Zralta. Baseline goes up. Hangs in the air. Misses the shot. And the high for the rebound is White, and he's fouled. That's the 16 foul. So the next one will put us into the bonus.
Zralta was just going hard for that rebound and just kind of came over the back of Sam.
Well, White got up for that.
White was pretending the ball, yep.
White got up high for that. McShane coming back in. Coming in for Nelson. Nelson, looking at his arm all scratched up, but welcome to boys basketball. I mean, you know.
I think we're going to empty the bench.
This is it right here, yep. And Scott sees it. Dave Brown conceding this game with 3:16 to go. 67-46. And my guess is this will be the last probably possession, and then we'll see subs coming in for the Warriors. He's pulled Zralta. He's pulled out Sprauer. And so they'll start lining up their subs. McShane with the ball, and they're going to take a timeout and do that right now. So class act by both coaches. No reason for kids to get hurt out there in a game that doesn't matter at this point. Warriors are going to get this win. This is a huge, huge win for the Warriors.
Big time. You know, we came into this week with a game against Dayton, and you knew you had a tough game against Willamina and then a tough game against Horizon. And you figured, you know, if you went 2-1 this week.
Been a great week.
That'd have been great. But, you know, going 3-0 this week is on the cake.
You know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we might have gone 1-2
right
this week.
Exactly. Yep.
This is a huge week.
We got a lot of wins on just sheer talent
earlier.
Early on.
Now we're playing like a team should play because we've still got the hustle, we've still got the effort and the teamwork, but now guys are stepping up and making plays.
Yep. Jason Howard in for the end of the game, Tyler Barrier, Daniel Mather, Tyler Parr, and Dylan Barber.
Yep, there we go.
So we cleared the bench out for the Warriors, basically.
And Barrier gets picked by Egger. Egger's still in there. He lays it up. We know Egger's quick.
I'm not sure if I have Daniel Mather bringing the ball down the court either.
Well, whoever doesn't have Egger on him should have the ball because Egger can pick anybody out there on this JV squad that's out there. Parr throws it away trying to get it to the corner. And it just shows you, you know, Egger doesn't shine against, you know, the starting five, the top eight as much.
He's still a good player.
He's solid. Though. But you see him, the second you put your third stringers in there, you realize real quick how quick he is. There's a drive and a miss. Good defense there by Howard. And he gets the rebound, too. Affected the shot and got the rebound. Barrier with the ball working on Egger. And he flops a little bit and draws the foul. And look at Egger. He's like, I didn't even hardly bump him. He's still talking to Tyler. Tyler's like, what do you want me to do, man?
Tyler moved his head like he got shot with a gun.
Oh, the whiplash. It was like somebody rear-ended him. Man, the head jerked. The hair flipped up in the air. He's going to the line to shoot 1-1.
Egger's got 4 fouls now. He might play it out. He might get played out. Oh,
Howard, Howard high for the rebound on the miss. Comes down with it. Back out to somebody. Nope, Egger with the steal. And he'll take it in, lay it up. He leaves it short. Rebound in there. They get a second shot opportunity. They miss that one. The rebound by Parr. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Parr ahead to Mather. Mather crosses
Mather's
over, goes in, up and under.
Points.
Oh, he missed it. Howard tips it out. Parr with the ball at the foul line, knocked away by Barrier. He gets it back to Howard. Howard, ooh, fading hook shot. Not fundamentally sound there. He got off balance. And that's the problem that Jason has. He's got all the skills, but he has such a high center of gravity, he gets knocked off his base easily. Egger with about a 28-footer, no good. Barrier with the Barber with the rebound on the weak side. Minute 45 to go. Fun time now for the Warriors. Mather with a three. That one's long. Rebound by Free. He pushes it up the middle of the floor. Leaves it for Egger. Egger puts up a 22-footer. Short. So he was hitting them when it mattered.
Yep, and now he can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Ball out of bounds to the Hawks. Minute 30 to go, 67-48 Warriors. This is a tough team to put 67 on.
That is a tough team to put 67
that's,
on.
That number alone is pretty amazing.
Even in the...
Ball out to Eggers on top. Starts to drive with the left hand, kicks it out in the corner. We're going to have a blocking foul probably on Barrier. If you look at Horizon's results this year... There are not a lot of teams.
Not a lot of teams. 27-44.
We put 75. We put 75 on them, but that was double overtime.
Double overtime.
And they lost to Dayton. Dayton got 87 on them.
Yeah,
and
that's rare. I'm sure they went. They were full throttle.
Parr drives to the hoop, misses that one. Howard battling for the board, knocked out of bounds by one of the Horizon players. Warrior ball. Minute 6 to go. Yeah, Sandham Christian put 27 on this team. Wilhelmina scored 49. You know, they don't let you get easy baskets much. Parr on top, leaves it for Howard. Howard right to the rim, lays it up and in. That's a nice pick and roll there.
That's my nephew.
That was a nice play. I'm looking for Howard there. There's a couple points for him. Want to get him in the scorebook there. Deep three hit by Wakefield. Boy, that was way out there.
Yeah, that was about 4 feet beyond the arc.
47 seconds to go. 69-51. Parr pulls up for a 22-footer. No good. Howard with the rebound inside. Puts it back up and in. Nice soft touch there by Howard. Wasn't real accurate, but it was so soft it didn't matter. It bounced around and went in. 71-51, 30 seconds to go. It is a great night to be a Warrior. It's been a great week to be a Warrior,
great
John.
Great week to be a Warrior, that's for sure.
How much fun has that been? Wakefield out top, deep three, no good on this one. Barber skies for the rebound.
18 seconds left.
And that'll do
this
it, folks.
Great,
I think that's the final score.
71-51
as the Warriors will dribble out the clock here unless Egger picks the puck. Well, we'll get over and back. Jeez.
8 seconds left. Yep.
Just fumbled handoff there between Barrier and Parr, and they were too close to the center line. You shouldn't be out in the center circle doing that. Egger with the ball, brings it up, hits over to number 10. Quick dribble drive, ball knocked
Daniel
out of his hands. That's a block shot from Mather in my book. And there's a missed shot. That's final score, 71-51. We'll be right back and give you some point totals and get you set up for what's coming up next week, the last week of the regular season. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back after this message.
Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
All right, welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors with a huge win here in this boys varsity West Valley League matchup with the eighth-ranked Hawks of Horizon Christian. The Warriors just destroyed them tonight, John. Up 4 after 1, up 15 at halftime, up 19 after 2, after 3, and they win by 20. Just absolutely destroyed a really, really good basketball
really
team.
Really good basketball team. Well-coached and well-disciplined basketball team. It was.
When we're firing all cylinders like that, Dayton found out what happens to you.
Yep.
You're going to beat the best team in the state on their court in a huge game. when you shoot the ball well.
That was good.
So leading scores for tonight for the Warriors, 24 points for Devin McShane, 5 3-pointers. I don't know. I'm going to say he was like 5 out of 7 maybe, something like that.
Something
he might
like
have missed
that.
A couple.
Yep.
Dylan Stearns with 3 threes en route to 13 points. Clint Hatch had 8 points. Sam White with 9. Derek Stearns had 6 points. And Kodiak Yeager chipping in with 6. Jason Howard with 4 points in the mop-up duty there. For the Hawks, Zeralta with 17, Sprower with 12, and Yeager with 11. And that was about it for them. They had 3 other guys hit a 3, and somebody hit a 2, and that was about all. So coming up next week, we've got 2 games left in the regular season.
Both at home.
Both at home. Taft and Westside Christian. Be there if you can. It'll be a fun way to end the year. Should be a couple of wins. Teams that we should handle, and just to give you a chance to get tuned up for districts coming up after
that,
John.
That's right. So we're gonna. It looks like we'll play these Hawks again for districts.
So John, run down how the district tournament work. How does that work after the regular season?
Dayton's going to get a bye. They're going to play only on Saturday because they're probably going to take that first spot.
Pretty hard for them not to at this point.
So 2 plays 3 for the opportunity to play Dayton in the championship game. So right now where it sits, Amity will play Dayton. And then 5 will play 6 for the opportunity to play 4, loser out. And then loser out of the 4 and 5-6 game. And they'll play the loser of the 2-3. So there's still a lot of basketball to play in the West Valley. Saturday.
So the best case scenario right now for Amity is that they win out. They win their last 2 games against Taft and Westside. They've won the 2-3 game against Horizon at Central High School, and then they play Dayton on Saturday night. And that game will really be about seeding home,
exactly.
Because both teams are going to have a home game.
Right, both teams are going to have a home game. Both teams will be going to state at that point.
And so let's recap that for listeners who may not understand. So the RPI ranking has, and that's the OSAA ranking overall, has Amity at 2, Dayton at 1. So if Amity wins out, they're going to stay at 2. Dayton's going to stay at 1, winning out. And win or lose on Saturday, what it comes down to is whether or not you're the number 1 seed in the state or you're like the number 3 seed or like that.
I'm pretty sure that even losing against Dayton will give us that number 2 because they're
I don't think that game's going to matter at that point, especially with 2 quality wins against Horizon, one of the top teams in the state. So what happens with the state is they take 16 teams into the first round of the playoffs. And the 8 from that advance down to Coos Bay for the championship site. So we have 5 leagues in 3A. And so each of those leagues' top seed in the coming out of the district tournament is going to get a home game.
Right.
That leaves 3 more home games to be hosted in that first round, and that'll go to the next 3 non-district winners that are highest ranked. And so Amity or Dayton, one of those is going to have a home game, even though they didn't win the district tournament.
It's not going to matter.
And so barring the Warriors just playing terrible at districts. Now, if you lose to Horizon,
and you take that. You know that, and you go down to that early game on Saturday. That could be an issue. I think we still get a play-in game.
I still think that even if Amity were to lose at districts in the 2-3 game and then win their last game there, I think they're still going to get a home game. I really think they're so highly ranked. I think they're still going to be. And it can depend on who wins other district tournaments.
Right.
You can get some funky things where low seeds end up winning. We saw that a couple years ago.
Well, right now the West Valley League, we have 6 of our 8 teams are in the top 16 right now of the state. So we have a very deep league. There's going to be some teams left out, but it's good for our league.
It is. It is good a strong league. And we played a tough preseason. We played
on purpose.
You know that LeGrand team we played is number 1 in 4A.
Number 1 in 4A.
and we got it handed to us in that game.
Yep.
I mean, we got schooled a little bit, but that was a good experience.
But I wonder though you play that same game right now.
It'd be fun to watch them play. Yeah, you assume LeGrand's gotten better also as you're going up. That was a tough team. They had that 6'6" whatever he was, 6'6" kid that could play inside, outside, handle ball. I mean, he was a different. We don't see kids like that in 3A very often. So that was a great experience for our kids. And they've really seemed to be peaking at the right time. If they can keep this momentum going into that district tournament, they're playing better than anybody else in the state right now.
That's going to be good.
Hey, John, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate you helping me out. And we will look forward to a couple games next week at home.
Oh, yep, we'll see you there.
All right, good night, everybody. It's a great night to be a Warrior. It's a great week to be a Warrior. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.